and customer satisfaction count. At Firestone, take advantage of the bonus savings day spring event and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a firestone.com for details. Whenever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Grayson, host of the Inside of the Big 550, and I'll be doing my show this Thursday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Link Your Life to Fitness event at River Chase in Fenton. The event starts at 5:30 in the morning and runs all day long. Fred Bird will be there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
Grab your coat.
Grab it.
And get your hat.
And get it. Grab it and get
leave
it.
Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Leave it on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet.
Where?
To the sunny side of the street.
Up the snowy side
can't
of the street.
You hear
can't you hear that? Bitter
you're not kidding.
Hey, look who's here. Dan Strauss.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
So sweet. What did you do that voice for?
I don't know.
Side of the street. I used to
walk. Take it, Dan. You're a singer. Go.
In the shade.
All of a sudden, that voice.
With those blue.
That's a professional song.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Have you Heimlich the victim? Heimlich the rectum. No way.
Those guys. Telling you, bring them back.
The best. I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
Missing a button here. A button on my little control panel. It pops off and falls down behind the.
Oh, that's not like our equipment.
Counter.
That doesn't sound like anything we'd have.
No.
I'm going down to find it.
That's all brand new. He's going down. Taking a dive. See if he come back up with that button. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's March 13th. It's Monday the 13th.
And it's also another day today, but I will save that for my Burke segment.
Well, I know it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
June,
wow. And is what you were going to say in the Burke segment that we forgot it Thursday?
No.
We did.
We did?
No. And that's why I'm doing it twice today.
Oh, man.
No, we forgot it.
I don't
it.
Think so.
No, we forgot it Thursday.
I think we did forget it.
I'm telling you. We did. I'm telling you, we forgot it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, you know why
I
say that?
Have a really good
he
day
says
that day, and I didn't remember having a good day that day.
No, he says that because he doesn't want to do it twice.
But
we're going to do it twice today.
I know.
We just did it once. We're going to do it again. And that's only three times since we've started that we got sidetracked and we forgot to do it. So welcome, everybody, to what I think is probably the easiest radio show to listen to that's on the air anywhere. Who's filling in for Martin this morning? Somebody's filling in. I guess on vacation or something.
John Gustafson.
John Gustafson?
Yeah.
Okay. I have always... I don't know why, but I have always, on a pretty regular basis, looked at something that you eat or you drink and tried to imagine what it was like and the circumstances under which the first person discovered it. And the food, in this case, that I will mention today is a food that, let's go back thousands of years. Like cavemen, they grunt, they don't have a language. And they're discovering what they can and can't eat. And you know, a caveman will come up on a mushroom, and it's poison. He didn't know that. dead. And then all the other cave people, which means don't eat that. It just killed Mike.
Right. Okay. Well, somebody would have to watch him eat it, because if they just found him dead, they would have
right.
no idea
and
what
And then
it
they,
was.
They probably kept some kind of a log, like they wrote it in on a rock. They scratched it, and they gave it a name and kind of drew a picture of it. Don't eat this, in hieroglyphics or whatever they used to write with.
They drew a circle and
a line, through,
line
it.
Through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, at some point, an old cave person tried to eat some poop, some doo-doo, and they went, ooh, it didn't kill them, but they got sick, so they made a note, don't eat this. Then a chicken has an egg come out of its butt, and it kind of looks like, ooh, wait a minute, but that's pretty. It's kind of white or tan. It doesn't look like that other stuff that came out of the butt. Let's try it. And you know they ate the shell.
Oh, yeah.
But somehow they figured out that if you just get the shell off and eat the rest, now it wasn't necessarily good tasting. If you've ever eaten a raw egg, I have. It doesn't taste like anything, really.
No.
So it's somehow or other they, I guess, on a hot day, one broke, and the stone, because it was the Stone Age, was so hot it fried the egg, and then he goes, I don't think I'll try that. And but don't you ever think about that, because that had to happen with every single food.
Yeah.
Somebody had to, and the poor people that got the hold of the wrong stuff, they just got killed or got violently ill. Now, which brings me to something that I had this morning, and I started thinking about, now, when they first stumbled on this, they stared at it and went, man, this is really ugly. And probably took a bite of it just, you know, without opening it. But when they got inside of it, for such an ugly thing, wow, was this delicious. What do you think I'm talking about? One of the ugliest things that you can buy. It's disgustingly ugly, but no, don't do that. No, we're not doing
what?
It. Looks bad, feels good, tastes good. No, we're not doing that. But inside is one of the greatest tasting things. I mean, I think most everybody would agree.
Yeah.
Is it good? What do you think I'm thinking about? I'm talking about.
Oh.
A pineapple. Is there anything of?
Oh.
I mean, it's got those sharp spikes on
yeah.
it, and you know that a caveman took a pineapple, and he tried to bite into it, and his mouth was bleeding, and so his buddy said, which means let's cut it open. So
yeah.
they took a rock and they smashed it. Inside, the sweetest.
I'm not a fan of pineapple. I don't.
You're not?
No.
Well, there's something wrong with you.
I don't know why.
You don't like tomatoes, either.
I found out just the other day, though. You know, that is a bunch of fruit all they grow together. You know, all those spikes on the outside, those are all individual fruit. And while it grows, they all combine. They're called, I think they're a type of berry. I think it's even from
what
the strawberry.
Are you talking
about? I just
the
read
pineapple?
This the other day. It's each individual spike on the outside is an individual fruit. They all just grow together into one big mass.
Huh. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say. That doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense, but it's like,
well, I don't know.
It's like
all
a pineapple
that is that it creates a yellow sweet.
It's
thing.
True. It's a fact. They're individual pine apples. That each little spike is one individual fruit, but they all grow into one mass.
Okay.
During the process,
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Now let's take an apple. Now here's something that they see it, maybe a green one, a red one, whatever, and whether you bite the outside or you skin it, it's good all the way through. So they had to make a note in their log of things that won't kill you toward the top.
Or apple. A banana if there were
apple
banana trees
good.
Around or something.
Well, there's another one. You bite it, and I guess they at some point went, which means I bet if we peel this skin off,
yeah.
this thing would be even better. Now, I'm trying to think of a lemon. Bitter inside and out. Skin has a weird sort of an orange. The peel is bitter, but inside it's great. But it's too bad. We will never find out the process that, that people went through back then to figure out what could... Here's the other one. This is not a food, but this is something I thought about a lot, too. At one time, nobody had glasses. You know, if your eyes went bad, they just went bad. Which means I can't see as well as I used to anymore. Everything's boring. Now, who in the world was smart enough to figure out how to make glass, let alone lenses that would change the sharpness and the... Who is the genius that invented glass? And you know it was an accident. A lightning hit some sand or something, and it melted and it turned to glass. And then they picked up a piece of it, and then somehow somebody went, which means if we could smooth this and polish it and grind it, I mean, you could look through it and see better.
What about Ben Franklin? Didn't he invent the bifocals?
Well, he invented bifocals, but there were already glasses. So somebody had to discover glass. It would have been...
Well, not just that, but then figure out how to form it into, a shape that could make your eyes see better.
Yeah, and how do you fine-tune that and perfect it so that, you look through it and it's even worse? I mean, you can look through glass and you don't even see as well. But food in particular, milk, we talked about milk before. Now, I guess even cave people... Women had breasts, and so the cavemen, which means my child is getting fed from my woman's breast. So he probably wanted a little taste of that. And then...
Mongo wants some.
Yeah, Mongo want milk. Then they see a cow, and they go, I wonder, except they didn't say those words, they didn't have English. If that would be good, so... You know that they got down maybe underneath the cow and turned their head and actually suckled the cow's udders. And then figured out that you could make it squirt. Yet, you better drink it quickly or it's going to go real bad and sour. And if you taste it then, you have to put it on that list of things you don't eat. Now, once they discovered that... they made the mistake of trying to get milk out of, an animal's penis.
Oh, yeah.
That was a mistake. Now, urine is supposed to be sterile. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a fact that people... have
survived.
Had to drink. Yeah,
well,
drink
no,
your own
you
urine.
Can't eventually because it's it doesn't hydrate you. I don't think. I'm not sure, but at a certain point you stop producing. If that's you're drinking, I don't think you'll keep producing.
It gets less and less and less because you drink it and then your body absorbs some. Then you pee and you drink that and it absorbs some more. And finally, you're down to like 3 drops. Who was it? Arafat or one of those people? That was a regular ritual for him. He believed it was healthy to drink his own urine.
And your body goes, hey, wait a minute. I already got rid of this.
Yeah, well, and some of the people that have been lost at sea have tried to do that for a while, and then they run out of that, and then they try drinking seawater, and that's when it goes down quick.
I didn't know this until I was about 50 years old, that you can't reach over the side of the boat and slurp up some salt seawater.
No.
It doesn't seem like that should kill you, but it will. Now, if our urine is sterile... Isn't horse urine also sterile? This is kind of the same filtration system. So, do you think the cave people ever toasted, here's to you, with a couple of big glass mugs of urine? Horse urine or something?
Here's to you.
Well, I don't know what else they would say when they would toast.
Here's to the future when we don't have to talk like this.
But if you start going through...
This is the real history. That's what should be in the history book.
It should. Yeah. No, it should.
Did cavemen drink horse urine? Yes. Not all this other nonsense.
That other stuff about Ben Franklin.
Revolutionary War.
Yeah, who cares about
stupid
that?
Stupid stuff about that.
And dragging women by the hair and stuff.
Now, coconut. A coconut... actually looks like a huge hairy testicle or something. It's disgusting. It's got hair on it. Who would ever have thought that if you crack it open, inside is this snow white, sweet, incredible meat I guess you.
And the water. The
water is
water.
Horrible.
The water is bad.
But it's supposed to be also, healthy.
Well, it also lets you, it acts as a laxative.
It does?
Oh, yeah. It does?
I never knew this. How do you know this?
If you drink a lot of that.
How do you know?
Do you know somebody that drinks a lot of it?
No. I watched, Castaway.
Documentary on coconut juice.
No, Castaway. Castaway. It was on Castaway that he was drinking coconut water.
Your reference point is something from a movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's true then. I guess that. If you watch that. That the true story of Louis Zamperini, the World War II survivor, I think it's called Unbroken. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie directed the movie, and the book, I on a road trip, listened to the book on the audio thing. What a story. And he would have died on the boat at sea had he not just picked up a survival thing. He just happened to find it very interesting. Next thing you know, he's shot down. He's out in the ocean, so he knows not to drink salt water. And there was something else that he ate to survive, but you can't eat the part of it you'd think you'd eat, and it's shark. I think you have to eat the liver. You can't eat raw shark meat, but if you cut it open, you can eat the raw liver.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, it'll kill you. Good thing he knew that.
How do you know where the liver is?
Well, yeah, your liver looks like open. Liver. You cut it open, and I think you probably figure that out. But how about those people? See, I when I hear and read stuff like that, I think, that's not me. I'd be dead in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be sunburned, and I'd be in agony and pain. And
well, first of all, I'm not catching a shark.
Well, you would if you were starving to death.
Yes.
And that's another thing. How about just the act of just catching a small shark?
I know.
Who could do that? He did it. Louis Zamperini. And he lived to be in his 90s. And that's the other thing. We go to the doctor and we take those vitamins and we get x-rays and we hope we can make it to 80. And then you get guys like this that lived in the worst of bad conditions, ate shark liver in the boat, had to catch rainwater, POW, walking in the snow barefoot, and they lived to be in their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Genes, good genes. That's what that's about. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I got a feeling we'll have a Burke segment.
Oh, yeah. I have something.
I think it's called Food for Thought. I think we've given all of you some. Next time you pick up something to eat, just think about what it might have been like, what might have happened when, way back when, they decided, this is something that won't kill. Well, you know they ate poison ivy.
Yeah.
No, they did. Because they'd see animals grazing, and they go, which means, they're eating that green stuff, I guess we should try it, too. And if you eat poison ivy, do you itch from the inside? Does your stomach start?
Yeah, you would think. Maybe
you can't scratch it.
Oh.
There's a frustration. Man, my stomach itches inside, and I can't scratch it.
I think it would probably kill you.
Probably. And I'm sure there were lots of dead cavemen. You'd be walking along, and there's another dead guy. You step over him. Oh, it looks like he tried to eat whatever that was there that's still in his hand, and it killed him. So you go down, you smell it, you look at it, and you make a note, never eat that, because there he lies. He shouldn't have touched it. Man, where else do you learn to think like this? We stimulate thinking. I'm going to give you something else to think about. Then we'll break, we'll come back, and we'll do the Burke segment, take some calls. The thing I want you to think about is it possible? This is sort of like what we just talked about. Because many, many years ago, somebody had to stumble on the fact that if you have foot pain, or maybe even pain somewhere else, maybe it's because of unequal weight distribution on your feet, and if we can slightly alter that, we could stop the pain. And I'm sure other people went, well, that's crazy. That's the craziest talk I've ever heard. That can't possibly work. But it does work in a lot of cases for a lot of people. It's called Good Feet. Good Feet's the name of the stores. They're all over the country. They sell arch supports, inserts. And I agree with you if you still think, well, it sounds crazy. To this day, you think it sounds crazy. How can you possibly stop my knee pain by sticking an insert in my shoe? I can't explain it to you, except to say that, look, if you've ever stood a certain way for a long period of time or sat for a long period of time, here's an example. You sit on the toilet and your legs fall asleep. You're sitting on your legs. You sort of were sitting on there, but your feet are numb. And you were sitting too long and the circulation... So your feet went numb. So you see how that works? It goes from buttocks to feet. Well, why couldn't pain go from feet to buttocks or neck or headaches? Or it does. And in a lot of cases, for a lot of people, they're thrilled to find out that, no, they don't have to be on pain medication for the rest of their lives, painkillers. No, they're not going to have surgery. All they had to do was buy these inserts and stick them in their shoes, and ta-da, right there in the store, when you get up and walk around, you can feel, if this is going to work for you, you'll know it in the store, I'm telling you. And if you don't feel anything and you walk out, you tried. You gave it a shot. But for thousands of people, this has been the answer. It's called Good Feet, and there are two locations in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, west of 270, Caddy Corner, across from TGI Fridays. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores. Meet me.
All right, he's back. And his name is Tim Weiland.
You know what I like on the way in, listening to you guys talking about the caveman and going, you know, they can't talk. They go, oh, go, don't eat then. And the guy's name is Mike.
I know.
I know. Gave him a name. You know, his name was probably...
Yeah, really.
But that's another thing. How did language ever develop and then get fine-tuned? And isn't that amazing that you go from just just uncivilized grunting people? And what was the first word? Yeah. Somebody had to make up a first word, and it started from there.
Like, Frank, you're awful deep today.
I am. No, I am.
Yeah, you had me thinking on the way in, that's for sure.
How's that traffic looking?
Well, it looks like we have an incident on westbound 70 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard, because traffic is pretty well solidly jammed up to back to about Highway K. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, you're slow at Lindbergh, a little heavy from 170 through New Florissant, and westbound 40 drivers slowing now from the Science Center through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have everyday low prices on the office items you use most, like paper, ink, and toner, and the latest tech. Plus, special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Thanks, Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Join Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30 as we talk Cardinals, Blues, St. Louis FC, Mizzou. It's all part of the Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show on KTRS.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Ah, Irish music. You know what that means.
Bishop's Post invites you to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with them on Friday, March 17th.
Oh?
Weather permitting, their gorgeous patio will be open.
Oh, I can see my old friend, Patty O'Furniture. Patty O'Furniture, get it?
The party will go all day into the evening, including a traditional Irish buffet.
Yummy!
Starting at 5 p.m. and live music that night. Corned beef, new potatoes.
You're getting me hungry!
You know you're getting a flavorful dish with excellent service at Bishop's Post. Bishop's Post is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday with happy hour every weekday. Thursdays are half-price wine nights. Fresh catch and fish and chips is on Fridays and prime rib on Saturdays.
So, how do I get to Bishop's Post?
Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West next to Chesterfield Mall. Be a part of the celebration and don't forget about Easter reservations. Reserve your table at bishopspost.com. Bishop's Post, the best version of your classic favorites.
Hey Cardinal fans, single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now. Make sure you pick out your top games and be a part of the exciting action this year at Busch Stadium. Interleague play will feature the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, Kansas City Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays. The schedule features weekend series with the Reds, Cubs, Giants, Mets, and many more. Your favorite players are back: Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, and newest addition, Dexter Fowler. Along with great promotional items like the championship rings, jerseys, and bobbleheads, we've added t-shirts, a Mike Shannon alarm clock, hats, and pullovers, just to name a few. So don't wait. Get the best seats for the best games and promotional dates right now. Single game tickets are on sale now. Cardinals.com/promotions.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
I know you're trying to eat healthy, and sometimes you're busy with work and it's hard to eat healthy, but not if you have dynamic vending in your kitchen, in your office. Healthy options from the largest vending company in St. Louis, Dynamic Vending. They have micro markets. How would you like a salad or a wrap or maybe even a Starbucks or hummus for lunch? All available, all at no cost to the employer. Dynamic Vending will come in and revolutionize your kitchen. Dynamic Vending and micro markets. DynamicVending.com.
Sleep problems. We've all had them. Some toss and turn. Some complain of no support. It's enough to make you count sheep. That's why Serta redesigned the perfect sleeper to help solve not just one, but five common sleep problems. It's time to put your sleep problems to rest. It's time to experience comfort from the moment you lie down. The latest Serta Perfect Sleeper gives you five reasons to never count sheep again. Find your local Serta retailer on Serta.com. Serta, always comfortable.
Hey St. Louis, this is AJ Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll give you two more examples of food items that when the cavemen finally broke into them, they probably just went, ugh, disgusting. And they both kind of look the same. A cantaloupe and a pumpkin, seedy, slimy pile of crap that's in there. But if you scoop it out, which means even though it had all that ugly crap in it, this tastes pretty good.
That's why I don't eat tomatoes.
The seeds?
That's not the seeds in it. Yeah. No thanks.
That's it? Well, they actually don't have a lot of... The tomato doesn't have a lot of taste.
Oh, yeah. Any tomato sauce has sugar added to it, salt, pepper. Right. Yeah.
Tomato it's itself, like if you else. Eat just the tomato... I mean, it has a little taste, but it doesn't have a lot of taste. But you don't like okra. You couldn't, because it's slimy seed stuff.
I don't like okra.
Well, let me take a moment here to tell you about a couple of people we've talked about for about 17 years, and we'll do the Burke segment, and that's Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. If you change jobs, usually it's a good thing. You changed because somebody offered you. But sometimes it's not a good thing. You changed because they were, and I love the term, downsizing. You got let go. And you got, but either way, maybe you were lucky enough to have a retirement plan, a 401k or something like that. If you did, and certainly if you retire, you better know what you should and shouldn't do with it, meaning it is possible for that money to become worth less money if you have to pay a penalty, you have to pay some kind of, you don't get the interest you were going to get because you didn't move it over, roll it over within a certain time frame. You get the idea. You need to know that stuff. They do. Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. So when you retire or change jobs, maybe it'd be a good idea to set up a meeting with them and ask them questions like, should I cash this out? Should I roll it over into an IRA? Do I pay taxes on it? How much taxes? How much can I take out? And what should I, and on and on and on. They can answer those questions. What they do, they've done it for a long, long time. And most of us, just regular people, we don't know how that stuff works. And we find out too many times in life, oh, I didn't know that. How many times have you had to say that? Oh, I didn't know that. And then you missed a window of opportunity or whatever. So here's the deal. If you have $25,000 or more, we recommend you set up a meeting with Mark and Jason. Complimentary, no charge, no pressure. They're not high-pressure people at all. They'll just tell you what they think about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. If you're doing something smart and something right, they'll tell you that. And if not, they'll give you their ideas, their financial advisors. There was Stiefel Nicholas that had been there for like 28 years or so. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. You need to know that. It's important. And here's the website, Peon, we'll mention later. This is where you go to get their number. And that's important if you're going to set up this meeting, and I hope you'll think about that. MarkandJason.com. Now, as long as we're on the food subject, and then with the Burke segment, this is something I mentioned a couple of months ago. There are products that you see in the store all the time, and maybe you buy these things all the time, but you never notice some things that are so obvious, and I'll give you an example. Give me, either one of you, give me the name of the product where you can squirt from a can whipped cream.
Ready Whip.
Ready Whip.
Spell it.
R-E-D-I-W-H-I-P, I guess?
No.
Or W-I-P.
Yeah, it's R-E-D-D-I-W-I-P. The word whip is not in it.
I knew yeah. Ready was, yeah.
It's Ready Whip, not whip. I didn't know this till about 6 months ago.
Is that because it's not truly?
I think it's a legal thing. I do. I think it's a legal thing because it's not, you can't actually call it. It's like ice cream. Remember when they stopped allowing people to call things ice cream if it wasn't really cream? Mm-hmm. You had to call it something else. Ice or, milk or whatever.
Like Velveeta or other sliced right. cheese, it'll say a processed cheese product.
Cheese food.
It'll product, say a cheese yeah. food or, yeah, cheese yeah. product.
Substitute.
Say, yeah.
Right. But Ready Whip, I promise you, 95% of the people who buy it regularly had no idea it's W-I-P. You just glance at the can. Oh, hey, Ready Whip. No.
Well,
ready.
Why couldn't they spell Ready the right way either?
I don't know. That part doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah. It says on the site here, it's cream whipped topping. So I guess it's not truly
cream.
Whipped cream. Just whipped cream. There are other ingredients, I guess.
It's Cool Whip, and it says whip,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't say cream. It just says Cool Whip. By the way, two great things. The best is just take the Ready Whip can and stick it in your mouth and just unload.
Oh,
kids,
right.
Have you done that to Archie yet? Have you done it to Archie?
Just unload.
No. Have you done it to Archie?
No.
Oh, do it. Kids love it. Go here. And he opens his mouth. You shoot some Ready. Oh, man, they think it's the greatest.
Yeah, but then he keeps
isolate that later.
Now, yeah.
He wants my more. Grandson. He loves it. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'm going to let Dan go first. He's quite excited.
Oh, thanks.
Here he is, all excited, Dan Strauss.
And it's just one thing.
You're welcome.
Peon can get to his thing. Thank you so much, Frank. Today should be a national holiday.
Why?
March 13th, 1781, William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, happy Uranus Day.
William Herschel discovered Uranus.
Yes. William Herschel.
So that's where the Herschel squirts come from.
Yeah,
right?
The Herschel squirts.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those things where you don't even have to go to the next step. You just say Hershey discovered Uranus, and everybody knows they can make up their own jokes about it.
William Herschel, though.
Oh, Herschel.
Yeah, Herschel.
It
would
have been better if it had been Hershey.
Yeah, I know. But 1781, so.
Happy birthday, Uranus.
Happy Uranus Day.
All right. Do something nice for Uranus today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
And now we turn to Peon.
Thank you very much. I have one thing. I saw this was a study. I'm trying to figure out the year it was conducted. This doctor wanted to find out if she was working in a lab, you know, I guess with some very, materials and things like that where it needs to be sterile, yes, and isolated from all kinds. But she was wondering if while she was working in this lab, by her passing gas, would that compromise the sterile environment?
I would say yes.
So she actually did.
What year was this? When did this happen?
I can't find a year of when this happened, but... So she actually did a study. She had two of her two people help her. this is the sentence here. Doctor, she's got a real long name with a K, so I won't even try it. She described the method by which he had established whether human flatus was germ-laden.
Flatus.
That's a great name. Flatus.
So they're wondering if it was germ-laden.
It sounds
or
like the eighth planet. Uranus is seventh, and then flatus.
Yeah.
Or just malodorous. So I'm assuming that just means...
It's a smell, but it doesn't really lay any contamination
out
there.
He contacted another microbiologist, and together they did this experiment. And they had a colleague break wind onto two Petri dishes from a distance of 5 centimeters.
Now, can I...
Yes.
Is this the conclusion to this? You're going to tell us whether or not it was just... odor and nothing more, or
no,
there
they
was
did
actually
it twice.
A deposit of some
particle.
Sort of...
They did it twice, one fully clothed, and then the other one with the trousers down.
Mm,
so okay. Then they studied the Petri dishes, so they had this guy do it, but twice. Once 5 centimeters away.
That's not very... That's close. That's very close. That's like 10 inches.
Yes. So overnight, the second Petri dish... which was the one where he had the trousers down, sprouted visible lumps of two types of bacteria that are usually found only in the gut and on the skin. But the flatus, which had passed through clothing, caused no bacteria to sprout. So the clothing acted as a filter.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess if you are in a sterile environment like that and you want to pass gas, as long as you have... you know, at least a layer or so blocking it, none of the flatus will escape to contaminate anything.
Let
and
it
so,
fly.
This is their deduction. It said the enteric zone in the second Petri dish was caused by the flatus itself and the splattering around that was caused by the sheer velocity of the passing of the gas, which blew skin bacteria from the cheeks and blasted it out on the dish. It seems, therefore, that flatus can cause infection if the emitter is naked, but not if he or she is clothed. So
if you cut one towards somebody, but you have to not be clothed. Let's say you're coming out of the shower, and you step out of the shower, and your wife says, oh, you finished, and it's my turn to take a shower. You say, yeah, I am, and you turn and walk away from her, and then she has flatus on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's that cologne you're wearing? Oh, the flatus.
But the results of the experiment should not be considered alarming, it says, because neither type of bacterium is harmful. In fact, they're similar to the friendly bacteria found in yogurt. So even the one that they found bacteria on with the trousers down, it's not the harmful bacteria. It's the natural bacteria that's usually found in your gut anyway. You know, we need that to break down food and things like that.
So inhaling Flatus won't hurt you?
No.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I saw a thing on Facebook about Flatus, and it said that inhaling actually would help you. And inhaling women's Flatus.
Where did you see this?
That's what it says.
Did you get that from another movie, too? Was that in Castaway?
No. It's on Facebook. So it's got to be
true.
And what in inhaling women's Flatus is what, better for you?
Yes, yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I know.
It's the same thing.
You need to. That might be fake.
If she
news,
eats
Dan.
Beans and sauerkraut and he eats beans and sauerkraut, it's the same thing.
Well, they say the average person.
Flatus sizes.
I like that. Flatus sizes 14 times a day.
I would say that's about right.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
That other one sounds like fake news, though, Dan.
Yeah,
you better research that.
Fake news.
That was it. No, that was all I had.
All right.
Oh, it says it's hydrogen sulfide.
There's got to be sulfur in there.
Yeah, hydrogen sulfide.
Right. Did you ever buy any of that stink stuff that you...
Oh, yeah.
It's called liquid
F-A-R-T.
Yeah.
One drop of that stuff, and it's like rotten eggs. It's hydrogen sulfide or whatever. It is the most disgusting. Think of the worst smell that you can imagine. Think of a guy who swallowed a rotten egg and then passed it. I mean... Oh my goodness, it's horrible. And in school, we used to have kids who'd buy that stuff, and they'd put a drop of it on the teacher's seat behind the desk. What's great?
They have ones now. They're in like these individual foil bags. And what you do is you activate it. You like crack something inside it, and then the bag starts expanding.
Ooh.
And it's one of those things, and then the foil bag explodes with that smell, too.
Ooh.
So you have a...
Are you
I
kids
think they
listening?
Call them a F-A-R-T bomb.
You kids listening, don't do this stuff.
No.
We're giving examples of things you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds funny, but...
And if you flatus it, it can go as fast as 10 feet a second.
Okay.
It says that the hydrogen sulfide reduces, I don't know what this word is.
Well, spell it.
It's mitochon.
Mitochondrial?
Yeah, mitochondrial.
Listen to Dr. Geis.
Wow. It reduces mitochondrial, which is healthy. To smell, and it said that females flatus theirs are a little more smellier because they have a higher concentration of hydrogen sulfide.
I actually believe that.
Wife. Women stink worse than men.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be careful here, but I've been married a long time, and I'm going to tell you right now, if there were a contest, she'd win. On who's more potent? Now it's time to move along, and Jose Hernandez is going to come in, and he's going to steer you in the right direction about something you're thinking about buying that's electronic, or he's going to help you figure out a problem, an issue you have with your tablet or your phone or your computer, your TV or whatever. He's on the way. He'll be here right after 4 o'clock news break. Ballast Dental Care, I have a temporary crown, and they've ordered. There are places that... These dental places where they just build teeth and crowns and things. You know, they send them that clay thing you put bite down on. They send that to them, and then the next thing you know, ta-da, this masterpiece, this perfect crown. So I'll have to have that put on here pretty soon. I've been going to Ballast Dental Care for 44 years, either this month or next month. Probably next month, because I started a job in March of 73, and a beautiful blonde girl who worked there told me about Ballast Dental Care. I said, I need a dentist. So I may have been there a month by the time that happened. So that would make it April. That means that next month will mark 44 years that I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. And I will say the same thing that I've said for 44 years, because it's true. If you don't like your dentist, if your dentist just moved away, your dentist died, Your dentist smells bad. Your dentist is just too old. He should have retired a long time ago. Or you don't have a dentist. One recommendation, Ballast Dental Care. Look, 44 years, I could have gone anywhere. There are lots of dental clinics, and they all sound fine. I could have gone anywhere. I've been offered money to go other places and talk about them, and the answer was no, because I have never, ever dreaded an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and you won't either. Make that first appointment. You'll see what I'm talking about. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
All right, here's a guy whose nickname in the plane is Flattle Weiland, but we just call him Tim Weiland. Tim, how's traffic look?
They did clear the accident on westbound Highway 70 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard. You are jammed from T.R. Hughes through Lake St. Louis. On eastbound 40 downtown, things jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270 now heavy McDonald through New Florissant. And on southbound 270, a pocket of slow traffic between Olive and Ladue, again between Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day spring event and get $100 off with any purchase of $500 or more. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why is that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation, the Big 550.